Hello there.
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Time for more pageant talk radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Hi, welcome back to Pageant Talk Radio. Well, as you probably know if you follow the show closely, the fabulous Robin Fleming was actually scheduled to be on last week's show. But we had to cancel it at the last minute, and here's why. It's kind of my routine every Tuesday morning when I get up to kind of just tidy up the first floor of the house and make sure everything's set for the day. Because I know if you're like me, once the day gets started, you know, I've lost control of everything because I'm so busy. So I just like to start the day with a nice, fresh day. Well, I was leaning down, bending down to wipe something up off the floor and didn't realize how close I had actually gotten to the fireplace mantle. I stood up and totally smacked my forehead right in the middle of my forehead on the very corner of the fireplace mantle. And of course, like any beauty queen, I'm like, okay, I can work through this. It's not going to be a problem. You know how pageant girls are. We think we can work through anything. But the pain was so amazing. I had to actually sit down and then I laid down on the floor. Didn't think it, no big deal. It's okay. I didn't lose consciousness. I just waited for the pain to pass and I thought I was going to be fine. Everything was going to be okay. I'd go on with my day. I finished cleaning, went into the bathroom to grab a Kleenex, and as I was grabbing the Kleenex, I glanced in the mirror, and I noticed I had this huge head wound, huge, gigantic head wound. Within less than 5 minutes, it was also already swollen. It was gigantic, and it was also bleeding. So I had to go up and wake up my husband. It was early. Woke up my husband and announced that we had to go to the emergency room because I was having an emergency moment. And I'm in the car on the way to the emergency room. I know that you would all do this too, calling my assistant Kelly, telling her that if I wasn't out by such and such time, that we were going to have to rerun a previous episode. So that's why last week's show was canceled. I want to say thanks to Dave and Kelly for putting together a rerun episode, an encore performance on quick notice, and also thanks to Robin Fleming for rescheduling for this week. All of our guests for November had to reschedule because of my little owie. I want you to know I'm doing fine. I do still have a huge head wound that looks a little bit ridiculous, but it just goes to prove that sometimes the best decision is not to go on as usual. I never would have been able to do that show. I was dizzy and nauseous for the rest of the day. Sometimes when you're just feeling like, I don't think it's going to come together, it's okay to take a day off of that workout or a day off of that interview practice, or to sleep in a little extra and go shopping later in the day. It's okay to give as much time to yourself as you do to your pageant competition. All right, well, let's go to the phones, and we've got Carrie on the line, and she has a question about starting her pageant prep. Carrie, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
I'm going to be competing in my state international pageant in March, and
yes.
I want to be certain that I'm in my top fitness shape. And so I was wondering, should I start working on it now or wait until after the holidays? Because I really don't want to miss out.
Yeah, I totally understand, Carrie. And fitness is an important aspect of the international pageant. Of course, you'll be competing in aerobic wear. And let's be honest, those cute little aerobic outfits show everything. So what I think is reasonable to do, very few contestants are able to go through the holidays by denying themselves anything. And let's be honest, those little treats are too yummy to pass up. So set yourself a limit or guideline. For example, say I plan to only gain 2 pounds, or my limit is 3 pounds over the holidays. It's fairly easy to take off 2 to 3 pounds, but when you start having to take off 5 to 10 pounds, I think it's going to be difficult for you. So I would say, you know, set yourself a limit. I knew one contestant who did it very carefully during the holiday season, which is between now and New Year's. She would eat her pageant nutrition plan during the week and only splurge on the weekends at parties. So during the week, she was pretty much running her nutrition plan as normal. And then the weekends, she would have a little treat here and there at events. So, Carrie, I think the important thing to do is to set yourself a limit and then stick to that limit as you're working through the event. And hopefully at the end of the holiday season, New Year's, you know, on November, January 2nd, you will have gained nothing, or you'll only gain 1 or 2, possibly 3 pounds, which you'll be absolutely able to take off between January and March. Good luck, Carrie, and we wish you the best at your next pageant. Our next question is an email question, and it comes to us from Mary Lynn. Mary Lynn is in Texas, and she says, how do I get started in pageants? I've never done pageants, but I've always wanted to. My mom says that pageants are things just to get your money. I'd love to be in a pageant and make it big. How do I get started in pageants, and how do I get started with your coaching? Well, Mary Lynn, those are great questions. The best thing that you can do is go to a legitimate pageant website, and I recommend Turn for the Judges, which is TFTJ.com. It has a listing of legitimate pageants that are not just out to get your money. Go ahead and check out those pageants on TFTJ.com and then go to the pageant website on the internet and see if there are any testimonials. One thing that you're going to want to look for, Mary Lynn, is do people come back and compete in that pageant over and over again? That's a hint that the contestants who have competed previously have had a good experience. It wasn't just all about getting their money. So look in a return competitor rate. If you've got, 30% of the contestants returning year after year to compete, that's a really good percentage, and that's the mark of a great pageant. And to get started in my coaching, all you need to do is go to my website, ValerieHayes.com, click on the coaching page, and it gives you an outline of everything you need to know about the coaching options. And you can also click on the frequently asked questions page to answer any questions you might have. Mary Lynn, thanks so much for your question and good luck at your next pageant. Well, which will be your first pageant. Next, we have Sarah on the line, and she has a question about attending Miss America. Sarah, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Hi, Valerie. I'm in the process of competing in my local Miss America preliminary, and I know that some of the other contestants are planning to attend the Miss America pageant in January. Do you think it's helpful for contestants to attend this pageant? I've never gone before, but, do you think I should think about going?
You know what, Sarah? I always encourage people to attend the Miss America pageant. It's really a learning experience. I think it's great if you can attend before you win your state title, because when you're attending in your state title, you've got people whirling all around you. It's a little bit crazed. But when you're attending and you just have a local title or you don't have a title yet, it gives you more of an opportunity to kind of manage the pageant and observe things in an incognito kind of mode, so that you're really able to learn more and soak it all in. And what's really great, Sarah, I recommend you consider attending the preliminaries and then also attend the little events. Miss America has a lot of events that they put on throughout the week that the family and fans are there, and I encourage you to attend those. It really gives you a flavor of what the whole pageant is about. And then attending the preliminaries will really give you a view on what's a competitive talent at the national level and what's a competitive swimsuit figure and what's a competitive gown. I really encourage you to go if you can. I know it's hard because sometimes people are in college during that week, but talk to your professors right away at the beginning of the semester and let them know that you're interested in attending and you're going to be gone for this period of time so that they can give you the work to do in advance or give you leeway to make it up on the back end. I really encourage people to go. I think it's a great learning experience. I encourage all of my elite contestants who have not yet won the state title, and if you win a state title and you haven't gone, you should absolutely go. There's no better time to learn about how to be successful at the national level than before you've got the title, Sarah. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, it's very helpful. Thank you.
Thanks, and I hope to see you at the Miss America pageant. I will be there pageant week. I think I'm arriving on Monday night. I'll be there. I actually am going to be doing some private coaching while I'm there, as well as having a workshop while I'm there. So you can send us an email, info@ValerieHayes.com, if you want to connect with me in Las Vegas during Miss America week. Well, that's it for this week's show. Remember to keep your emails coming about the shows you love and the shows you'd like us to do. We love to hear from listeners just like you. Next week, I'll be talking with Anissa King, the founder and executive director of the Ms. and Mrs. Corporate America pageant, as well as the reigning Ms. Corporate America, Shanta Barton Stubbs, and Mrs. Corporate America, Sonia Fisher. If you're a Ms. or Mrs. contestant and juggle a corporate career with your pageant competition, you won't want to miss this episode. Remember to get advance notice of all my guests so you don't miss any of our guest episodes. Just sign up for my free newsletter at www.valeriehayes.com. I want to remind everyone that you can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Just search on my name, Valerie Hayes. Thanks so much for listening, and make this week a pageant fab week.
Tired of wearing shoes that look great but hurt your feet? Are you spending hours and hours shopping around for comfort, style, and stability in a pageant shoe? Former Miss America Cheryl Pruitt Salem has a line of pageant footwear that you have to wear to believe. Whether you're looking for something special for prom or a fantastic shoe to compete in, Cheryl's winning shoe collection stands out from the rest. You can wear them all day and you'll look great too. Visit www.cpannie.com today to check out this amazing selection of high quality, handmade competition footwear. That's cpannie.com. Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same partner, you're going to be practicing the same 50 or 60 questions over and over again. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or Mrs. and Ms. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.valeriehays.com, and click on Shop. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD on your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.